Hey there, friends and family. Thursday afternoon, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe with me, Ira G, on the radio again for the next couple of hours. And as we sometimes do, we start off the shift with a live band in the studio. And with me today is Kelly Scar, who has just put out an album called Dangling Teeth, a song we've been playing off the album called Dangling Teeth, a very fine favorite of mine over the last 2 weeks. And really, I've just gotten to know you guys over the past 2 weeks. Kelly and band, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
All righty. Kelly, I know you're going to sing and play guitar. Who are your backup musicians today?
All right. I've got Andrew Southern on the bass and Taylor Floreth on the drum and John Ladeau on the guitar.
Okay. Looking forward to hearing some tunes from the album. You were in town for a couple of days now to play Better Days tomorrow night. So you got the night off. Is this rare for you on the road to actually get some time to kind of see the city you're in?
Yeah, pretty rare, but well planned. I really wanted to have a couple of days in New Mexico. So booked it like that. I'm hoping to make it up to Taos for a couple hours tomorrow and then come back down and play the show.
All right. What attracted you to the state so much? You have friends here?
Or? I've been here. We played in Santa Fe on a tour a couple years ago. I played a house concert and we stayed out on some farm a couple miles out of town and, just fell in love. I mean, How could you not love New Mexico?
Well, you're from Brooklyn, so A little bit of change of scenery, to say the least.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how often are you on the road? I mean, how much time do you spend?
Well, touring like this usually happens every other year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just kind of with the record cycle. And I've got a small child, and so Andrew's got a couple, so we can't really be on the road too much. But we try to get out as much as possible.
So in the off year, you're basically recording and writing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of writing on the road?
I just can't. I don't even have time.
Yeah. And it must be tough with three guys in the van, too, to actually get a little peace and quiet.
Yeah, it's hard to have alone time.
All right. Well, we would love to hear a song.
Cool. This one's called Phoenicia.
Heard you were coming. Said you'd be slowing me down. Hell. Years we spent running, well I'm gonna settle it now. Hell. Banks they've been flooding, nothing left open in town. Hell. So stay one more night, sleeping sorry, but I tell you, I can't wait to hold you, know you before anyone else.
those are some powerful pipes you're employing there, young lady.
Thank you.
This is Kelly Scar, live on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe with her band, and they will be out at Better Days tomorrow night. I think it's an 8 o'clock showtime there, and they'll be playing through the evening. So on Friday night, go on out, get yourself some great coffee from Tom Frost's new place, and see and hear some great music. Kelly Scar and her new album, Dangling Teeth. What number album is this for you? I can't imagine it's a debut.
No, it's my second record.
Wow.
Second official record.
That's pretty hot for, it's as good as it sounds, just two albums in.
Thanks.
We usually play five questions with all bands that come in for the second half of our interview here. So if you are ready, I'm going to fire five, and you guys think about the first thing that comes to mind, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first one's real easy. See, they always look nervous when I say this. You never know what I'm going to throw. No, actually, it's the same five questions. So, number one, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Okay, that was easy, right? You knew that right off the bat. You have a dog?
Yes, I do.
You want to say hi to him on the radio?
Hi, Carl. I miss you, baby.
Here we go. Hopefully the radio's on back at the house. let's see. Number two, if you could order a last meal, what would it be?
I mean, you're just asking me this?
Well,
I'm not speaking on behalf of everyone.
No, but they can chime in if they've got something.
I'm interested in hearing the answer.
Yeah, shoot. I mean, my gut reaction was a cheeseburger from Diner, which is this restaurant in Brooklyn.
Oh, there you go. That's great. Let's see. Number three. Now, if you could do the soundtrack to any movie, and this is kind of an interesting question because you can either reinterpret a soundtrack that was already done. Let's say you want to do Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure music, or you love the movie so much you wish they had chosen you to do the music and it would be an original score.
Well, I wasn't alive yet.
That's okay.
I don't think when this movie was made, so I feel a bit better about saying I'd want to do it. Paris, Texas.
Oh,
yeah.
You're like the second person in a row.
Really?
Yeah, the very last band we had in here also said.
Who was that?
I'm trying to remember who it was now. It was just a couple of weeks back. But
cool.
Yeah, they also said Paris, Texas.
Yeah. I mean, some of the most beautiful cinematography, I think.
Yeah, and it's a very exotic soundtrack
that's
on there already, the guitars. I forgot who did the original soundtrack, but it was a Ry Cooder, wasn't it?
Yep, it was.
Okay, cool. Yeah great guitar work by him.
Number
three, most embarrassing moment.
Of all time?
With the band.
I'll say a good musical one. So when I was in 8th grade, I entered a national anthem singing contest for the Oakland A's. And I lost the contest, but as a backup prize, they let me sing the national anthem anyways, like because I got runner-up or something.
Huh.
So I go to sing the national anthem at the A's game, and I get out on the field and go to start singing, and the microphone didn't work. So I was standing in front of tens of thousands of people, and they just like looked at me, and they're like, sorry. And then they pressed play on a cassette recording of this like awful orchestral version.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So
did you walk off, or did you pretend like you were singing?
No. Well, it was instrumental, so it would have been hard to pretend.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Could have played air violin or something during it.
Yeah, that would have been a good move. I wasn't as sharp back then.
Well, I think they missed their chance because judging by the vocals on that last tune, I think they should be inviting you back sometime soon.
Thanks, hopefully.
If any Oakland A's office people are listening right now on their computers, check it out. Kelly Scar doing the national anthem at one of your upcoming games. I think it's a slam dunk.
Might help the team win some.
Yeah. And final question is if you could visit any era, any decade, past, present, or future, where would you go?
Oh my gosh, any decade?
Yeah. Or any time period. Doesn't have to be a decade.
I mean,
a lot of people say they like where they're at now, you know?
Yeah, I do like where I'm at now. I'd say I'd probably be interested in the 20s.
Yeah, going back to the 20s.
I want to wear a hat.
Yeah. A suit. I want to wear like
have to wear a hat and a suit.
Spats.
Yeah,
and,
I want to wear a corset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. The roaring 20s, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You can still wear a corset now. You don't have to go all the way back there to get one.
It's a good idea.
They're still available. Okay. What are you going to do for a second song today?
We're going to play Dangling Teeth.
Oh, I like this song.
Thank you. Let me just tune up real quick here.
And while Kelly's tuning up, I just want to remind you one more time, over at Better Days Coffee House tomorrow night, getting underway about 8 o'clock, Kelly Scar and her band, and she's about to do the title song from her new album, Dangling Teeth, on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
play.
Radio Free Santa Fe, beautiful music for what is soon to be a rainy day. Kelly Scar and her band live on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, and Dangling Teeth is the name of the new album and the tune you just heard, and they will be at the Better Days Coffee House over next to La Montanita Co-op off Alameda tomorrow night, getting underway about 8 o'clock. I feel a bit remiss in that I had you say hello to your dog and not your child, so you better.
My dog has a higher likelihood of listening to the radio than my child. So.
Got a newborn, I would take it?
No, he's 5. His name's Liam. Hi, Liam.
Okay. Now we took care of him, too. Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Kelly Scar and her band, tomorrow night, Better Days, on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.